You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, are you ready? Ready for the moving and the grooving, reeling with the feeling, rocking and a rolling, hipping and a jiving, bowling and a strolling, flailing and a wailing, grinning and a spinning those rhythm and blues records from the 1940s and 1950s, baby. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, welcoming you back to the juke in the back and the soul that came before rock and roll. For the next hour, we are going to hear those sounds that influenced the birth of rock and roll in the mid-1950s. And what a show I've got for you this week, cats and kittens. It focuses on one of the most popular vocal groups of the early to mid-1950s. They weren't just popular, they were also immensely influential. And what a storied history they have. One guy remained constant. He was the brainchild of the whole operation. For better or for worse, it all revolved around musical prodigy Billy Ward. Now you know I'm talking about the Dominoes. We're about to set sail on a multi-part series highlighting the various incarnations of the Dominoes, beginning with the era where Clyde McFadder was out front, then he handed the baton off to Jackie Wilson. We'll finish up with some recordings where Billy Ward actually took the lead, and the great Eugene Mumford handled the lead towards the end of the 1950s. Of course, this will be part one, so we'll focus on the Clyde McFadder era because we just can't get enough Clyde, baby. Clyde will not step aside. And you know it's a winner because Clyde McFadder ain't getting any thinner. But let's go back to talking about the man Billy Ward. He was born on September 15th, 1921 in Savannah, Georgia with the name Robert Lloyd Williams. Now that doesn't sound like Billy Ward. In Savannah, he started playing piano and singing in the church. You see, his father was a preacher, so soon enough, that piano turned into an organ. He was a child prodigy and began making a name for himself as a musician as well as a songwriter. But in 1942, he was drafted into the military, where he continued singing while stationed in Virginia. After the war, he wanted to continue his education, so he went to the Chicago Art Institute and then moved over to New York City to attend Juilliard. He started to write and arrange music and become a vocal coach. This time he changes his name. He's now Everett William Ward, but soon he wanted the world to know him as Billy Ward, though he would compose under the name Everett William Ward, often shortened to E. William Ward or just E.W. Ward on his records. See, Billy Ward knew from the beginning the money was in the publishing. So many of the records we're going to play on this week's show were written by Billy Ward. But how did the Dominoes come about? Well, he hooked up with Rose Ann Marks, who eventually became his manager. They wrote some songs together, and then she encouraged him to form a vocal group. So they put the word out in the trades that they were looking for singers. At first, they were looking for a female group, but that never materialized. So Billy got the notion to form an interracial group, which he would call, smartly, the Dominoes. Well, that didn't really happen. It fell apart super quick. But the Dominoes name stuck when he went out to form an all-black group. Now it's around September 1950. Billy Ward goes to the Apollo Theater to see Amateur Night. The singer who wins the Amateur Night contest is none other than the beautiful tenor of Clyde McFadder. Clyde was a gospel singer from Durham, North Carolina, whose reverend father moved the family up to the New York area in 1945. He began singing with the Mount Lebanon Singers in New York, which also contained another cat named Charlie White. Clyde and Charlie became friends, and that's how Billy Ward got a hold of Charlie White. There was a group called the Five International Gospel Singers of South Carolina. William Joseph Lamont sang baritone in that group, and Bill Brown sang bass. Bill Brown could also play piano. Billy Ward pulled all of these cats together, and the Dominoes were born. Within a few weeks, they won the Apollo Theater Amateur Contest, and that got them a spot on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Renee Hall, who was working as a talent scout for King Records, saw their performance on Arthur Godfrey and got them a recording contract with King Records out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Billy Ward wasn't just singing in the Dominoes, he was also writing songs for them, arranging their material, and he was co-manager with Rose Ann Marx. Remember her? On November 14th, 1950, they have their first session for King Records. Do Something for Me, Weepin' Willow Blues, Chicken Blues, and No Says My Heart were all recorded at that first session. In December, King Records issues the first Dominoes single on their federal subsidiary. Do Something for Me, backed with Chicken Blues. Clyde McFadder is out front on this one, and by February of 1951, it hits number 6 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. Right out of the gate, the Dominoes have a hit, and we're going to spin it right now with its flip side, right here on the Juke in the Back, as we feature the Dominoes, Part 1, 1950 to 52. I'm Matt the Cat, and now you got to do something for me.
No greater need, and it is true, than the need I have for you. So baby, can't you see? You must do something for me.
Something for me.
I'll never sleep a wink tonight, unless you come over and treat me right. I'll be in misery till you do something. In misery till you do something.
shake and leave that hand alone. Well, if you don't like shaking, leave that hand alone. She'll give you so much shaking, you cannot do a thing but mourn. You're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. Well, you're a big red rooster, but that don't mean nothing. If you mess around with her, she surely will clip your wing. She keep you shaking with your coffee, yeah. Shaking with your wine, yeah. Shaking, shaking, shaking till you lose your mind. If you don't like shaking, leave that hand alone. She'll give you so much shaking, you cannot do a thing but moan. You holler.
She can't steal it from me.
Right, chicken.
She can't steal it from me.
Stew chicken.
She can't steal it from me.
Afternoon.
Do chicken, 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 eat the harvest moon.
Well, if you don't like chicken, leave that hand alone. She'll give you so much chicken, you cannot do a thing but moan.
Chicken,
but moan.
Chicken,
but moan.
Chicken.
If you don't like chicken, leave that hen alone. If there's finer advice than that, baby, I don't think I've heard it. That's the Chicken Blues, the flip side of the very first single by the Dominoes on Federal Records. Now, bass singer Bill Brown is singing the lead on that one, and of course, Clyde McFatter was singing the lead on its flip side, Do Something For Me. Both of those songs come from their first session, held on November 14th of 1950. Their second session comes on the 30th of December, just a month and a half later. But before Do Something For Me is a hit. Remember, Do Something For Me doesn't hit really until February of 51. So here they are at their second session. And one of those songs would be used as the A side of their second single. It's the classic Harbor Lights, which was written in 1937 with a Hawaiian feel, featuring ukulele. Early versions by Roy Fox and his orchestra and Francis Langford made it sort of popular, but it didn't become the big standard that we know it as today until 1950, when Sammy Kaye took it to number one. Guy Lombardo also had a huge hit with it, as did Bing Crosby, all in 1950. Well, that's the year that the Dominoes are also recording it. Their version fails to chart, as does its flip side. No, Says My Heart, which was from the first recording session. But right now, let's hear Clyde singing a beautiful rendition of Harbor Lights, issued in January of 51 off Federal Records. Here are the Dominoes with Harbor Lights.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I've watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silver sea. I've longed to hold you and to kiss you just once more, but you were gone on that ship. Other old harbor lights will steal your love from me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Stefan Teese. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, dive, and wheel. want a true religion, you better do what I say and see the thing my way.
Your eyes are glowing.
That's not true, baby.
Think I really ought to be a going.
You mustn't fear it. I am gonna make you feel spirit. Just bring your heart to me and sit upon my knee.
Should I start praying?
No, no, I think I'm dim the light.
What are you
get
saying?
It's much, much, much too bright.
Please don't squeeze my hand.
Well, you do not understand.
Kiss me once again, I'm gonna stick you with this pen.
Well, go ahead and sting me, cause
the eagle is moving in.
Jump, children, jump. Yes,
the eagle done moved right on in, baby. Everybody goes along with the eagle.
Hand me down that gin and kiss me once again.
Yes, you baby
deacon, the deacon is moving.
Little Esther paired with a backing vocal group. When was the last time we heard something like that? Maybe when Johnny Otis hooked her up with the Robins for Savoy Records back in 1950 and they had all those hits. However, it didn't happen this time. She was now on Federal Records and they decided to hook her up with the Dominoes. That's Charlie White of the Dominoes singing a duet with her on The Deacon Moves In. That's a great tune that we just can't play enough here on the Juke in the Back. It was recorded at the Dominoes' third session on the 27th of January, 1951. Still, their very first hit, Do Something For Me, hadn't charted yet. That wouldn't happen until February. And this release was really a Little Esther release, because on the flip side, she sings solo with a tune called Other Lips, Other Arms. We're not going to play that this week because we're not featuring Little Esther. But right now, we're going to move into the Dominoes' defining record, a risque number that would not only top the rhythm and blues charts, but would cross over into the pop charts. I'm talking about 60 Minute Man. The writing credit goes to Billy Ward and Rose Ann Marks, but it's based on many tunes and a concept of Dan the Backdoor Man, a guy who's a real solid lover. So solid, in fact, he can go 60 minutes. Eddie Cantor recorded a tune all the way back to 1921 called Dan the Ladies' Man from Dixieland, which introduced the concept of this great lover named Dan. Georgia White and the Four Southerners took it one step further with Dan the Backdoor Man from 1937. Now, a backdoor man is a cat who's fooling around with a married woman. While her husband's coming in the front door, he's jumping out the back door. Or maybe a back window. Many years ago, I did an entire program on the history of 60 Minute Man when I was on XM Satellite Radio. So this one's bringing back some memories. It's such a memorable tune with Bill Brown singing the bass lead and Clyde McFadder providing that high floating tenor part. It was recorded at their second session on the 30th of December, 1950. So again, before their first hit, they had already recorded 60 Minute Man, which would become their biggest hit. It was released in March of 51, and it entered the Rhythm and Blues chart at the end of May. On June 30th, it hit number one, where it remained for 14 solid weeks. This record was such a huge seller that it even crossed over to number 17 on the pop charts. That's absolutely amazing for 1951 for a raunchy rhythm and blues record to cross over to the top 20 on the pop chart. That's just how big this record was, but you gotta hand it to Dan. I don't think there was too much this guy couldn't do. So let's get that dirty job done. Drift on back to 1951. Here's 60 Minute Man, The Dominoes, as we feature The Dominoes on this week's Juke in the Back.
Sixty-minute man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up here and take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 15 minutes teasing. 50 minutes squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man.
60
minute man.
Call him
the loving Dan. I'll rock.
60 minute man.
They call me
loving Dan.
I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a
60 minute man.
There'll be 15 minutes of kissing.
Then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man, oh yeah.
Me, why do I love you the way I do? Although you don't want me, I can't escape from you. Like a leaf in a windstorm, a prisoner too. I'm bound by my heartstrings. I can't escape from you. Would I still wait till there come a day my heart is free to go? I'll tell you no lie, I doubt if I try, because I love you so. Can't you see what you're doing? Don't say we're through, because I love you dearly. I can't escape from you. Would I steal away if there comes a day my heart is free to go? From you.
I Can't Escape From You, the flip side of the mega seller 60 Minute Man, which held the top spot on the rhythm and blues lists for 14 solid weeks back during the summer of 1951. Clyde McFadder, of course, handling the lead on I Can't Escape From You, Bill Brown doing the lead on 60 Minute Man. I Can't Escape From You was recorded at the third session on the 27th of January in 51. The next release came in November of 51 as 60 Minute Man was falling off the charts. Federal Records released I Am With You. That features Clyde on lead once again. It was recorded at their fourth session, held on May 24th, 1951. Just trying to put yourself in the time frame here. They're recording that fourth session before 60 Minute Man really makes the charts. In a month, it would be number one and stay that way all summer. We're featuring the Dominoes, part one of a multi-part series on this fantabulous group. This week on The Juke in the Back, I'm your furry leader and host, Matt the Cat. So let's go back to November of 51. This one went to number eight on the rhythm and blues lists. Here they are with I Am With You.
Beside you every day, yes, every day. Never doubt, doubt me. Oh, please don't ever fear. I'll be faithful always. You did. Baby, come to my arms. Let me hold you. Now let this love that is ours, dear and for you, I'm not dreaming. Still, I know it's true. I am with you, darling, and you're with me too.
Baby, come to my arms. That's right. Let me hold you. Let this love that you and I have known and cherished so long and for you, oh, my darling.
guess you can imagine that she made me cry.
Weepin' Willow Blues, the flip side of I Am With You. Weepin' Willow goes all the way back to their very first recording session from November 14th of 50, but it's not released until November of 51. Clyde does a great job handling the lead vocal on that one. And as 60 Minute Man made the group, and the group was so big, so popular, Billy Ward started to institute some rules. For one thing, the guys couldn't leave their hotel at night, and if they did, it was a $50 fine. And if you knew that one of your fellow group members left the hotel and didn't say anything about it, it was a $100 fine for you. Billy Ward wouldn't let the boys stay in the hotels with other groups. Sometimes they had to stay miles away. He didn't want them hanging out with other groups. They were also not supposed to talk to the members of the backing band, nor were they allowed to talk to the chauffeurs driving them around. It's even said, and I don't know if this is true, that Billy Ward used to make each member of the group drink a nice warm glass of milk just before bed at night. I wonder if Billy tucked him in. Here's the worst part, though. The guys were on salary. There was no profit sharing at all. So while Billy Ward is making money with the publishing, the arranging, money from the record company, touring, the guys were making the same amount each week. Number one record or no number one record. This next record didn't go to number one. It went to number seven in April of 1952. It was recorded at their fourth session, held on May 24th of 51, and released in February of 52. Here are the Dominoes, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, with the upbeat, That's What You're Doing to Me.
I wanna roll, I wanna thrill, I wanna
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Dominoes, and I want to play their second single with Little Esther. Early on the program, we heard their first one, The Deacon Moves In. Now it's time to hear another song from that same session, which turned out to be the Dominoes' third session, held on January 27th of 51. Along with The Deacon Moves In, they also recorded Heart to Heart. This time it's Clyde singing with Esther, not Charlie. Federal Records released it in July of 1951 with another Little Esther solo side on the flip, Looking for a Man to Satisfy My Soul. Let's flip it over for this week's Great 78. Little Esther and the Dominoes with the Earl Warren Orchestra and Heart to Heart.
You're listening to The Juke in the Bag with Matt the Cat.
Capistrano, was the day the swallows flew out to the sea.
Classic When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, a tune written by record label owner Leon Rene, who we heard a lot about during our Oscar McLally show. Rene owned the Exclusive and Excelsior labels in the 1940s before starting the Class label in the 1950s. Swallows was recorded at their fifth session, held on the 28th of January, 1952, with a slightly different group. You see, tenor Charlie White was the first to leave the Dominoes. He did so to join the Clovers, but before he could join the Clovers, he started a new group called the Checkers. Dominoes, Checkers, get it? He did so with Bill Brown, but Bill hadn't left the Dominoes yet. We'll get more into that a little bit later. Charlie was not on the session that produced Swallows, and this one, another number one smash. Have mercy, baby! It was released in April of 52 and entered the chart in May. On June 14th, it hit number one, where it sat for 10 solid weeks. Clyde McFadder's back out front as we feature the Dominoes, part one of a multi-part series, this week on the Juke in the Back with Have Mercy, Baby!
Yeah.
Mercy, Mercy, Baby, their second number one smash. Number one for the entire summer of 1952. Remember, 60 Minute Man was number one for the entire summer of 51. The summers of the early 50s belong to this week's feature, The Dominoes. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program. That session I just mentioned that yielded that song, as well as Swallows, and this next record, was held on the 28th of January of 52. As mentioned, it was without Charlie White, and it would end up being the final session for bass singer Bill Brown. He would soon leave the Dominoes in February of 52 to join Charlie in a new venture called the Checkers. That's going to wrap up part one, 1950 to 52. Next week on part two, we'll hear the final Dominoes records featuring Clyde McFadder at the helm, and we'll begin a new era for the Dominoes next week with Jackie Wilson handling lead. Don't miss it, cats and kittens. And remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. I want to thank Marv Goldberg's R&B Notebooks, as always, for an invaluable research tool. Thanks, Uncle Marvy. Let's end this week's program with the flip side of the big chart topper, Have Mercy Baby, and Deep Sea Blues. Ooh, I really love this one, especially the piano at the beginning, which sets the whole tone. Clyde McFadder is handling lead, and I'm gonna grab my tubes and get on out of here, baby. Have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next week for part two of The Dominoes. Bye-bye.
Hear that deep blue sea. It's calling me.
Calling me.
Calling me, and maybe there I can forget my misery. Since my girl put on. But the blues, those deep sea blues.
Deep sea blues.
If you change your mind,
change your mind.
Come back to me.
Baby, come back to me.
I'll be waiting for you there in the deep blue sea.
Run out of whiskey? and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.